How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and for today, we are working on episode 14, and now I'm just going to start clumping the listener episodes in with my episodes, because that's what all my episodes are going to be. All episodes are not going to be categorized, it's going to be episode whatever. So here you go, episode 14, we're going to do two listener stories. We're going to do three listener stories. And these are all actually friends of mine, and why don't we just get right into it? And then I'll tell you my experience today. I'll start with that. So I use headphones. I just use Apple headphones with the microphone to record this podcast. Anchor makes it sound amazing. And eventually, if we decide that this is going more places than I ever thought it would, we will start setting up an actual, I'm going to get a real mic and we'll do the damn thing. But for now, this sounds good to me. Yes, I listen to it. Yes, I play it in the car just so I can hear what it sounds like, both in headphones, from a phone, from a car, stereo. Trying to make sure it sounds okay, even though we're just using headphone microphones. So, basically, I ordered these headphones. I got these about 5 minutes ago before recording this podcast. And I purchased online. Got the wrong ones because I had the auxiliary plug, not the lightning plug. And I'm so glad before tearing open that box, I looked at the picture better. Well, they gave it to me in a bag, so it's not like I can see it. Anyway, I made the mistake. I went to try to return them, and apparently, even though they fucking take your money right away, you can't fucking return shit that you buy online for in-store pickup until the next day when the transaction processes. Excuse me, what the fuck happened to instant? This is the fucking internet. There's no money being exchanged. These are digital fucking numbers. And those numbers are just made up of ones and zeros. Anyway, I know they represent real money. We're not getting into that. Anyway, so I went back in, found that out, was very upset, huffed away, came back because I needed these now. I need the headphones I'm using now with the lightning plug. And I apologize because I wasn't mean to the person, but I was, first of all, today's not David's greatest day in general. Just waking up, wrong side of the bed, been crabby all day, shit on the mind, stupid little things happen, and I react way more extreme than I should, regardless. So I huff and puff, not to her, just kind of stomp out because I'm pissed at this point. I walk back in, I say, do you have these? She helps, and I say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I want you to know that none of that attitude was to you. I didn't yell at her. I didn't do any of that. I was just kind of like, hey, I just tantrumed my way out of Target. So not really tantrum, just huffed. But I was like, you know what? I said, this is ironic because I do a customer service horror stories podcast and I try not to be that customer. And I want to let you know that none of my frustration was at you personally. You helped me very much. I really appreciate it. I've been having a rough day, ordered the wrong shit, and I just wanted to return it. I didn't say any of that, but that was just how I felt. But I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. This wasn't to you. You're doing awesome. I really appreciate it. I try not to be that person. Sometimes my emotions take over, and that's just a thing that happens. But I double back. I apologize. I try to make sure they know that whoever that whatever I'm mad at is just not them. So regardless, that was me being a shit customer for a minute. She probably didn't even think that much of it. I'm probably, again, blowing up out of proportion. So I'm going to blow this out of proportion. So anyway, here we go with my good friend Blaine. This one is a very short one, but it's kind of fucked up. Here we go. Reading it verbatim. Here we go. There was one guy, just because we were out of toilet paper, he started an argument with the lady that grabbed baby wipes out of her car, even pushed the cart. Okay, hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry. Starting over. There was one guy, just because we were out of toilet paper, he started an argument with a lady that grabbed baby wipes out of her cart. And then he even, I think he pushed, he grabbed them out of her cart and even pushed the cart over with an infant in it. Look, dick fuck. That, are you fucking kidding me? Because a store doesn't have toilet paper, you're going to take it out on a fucking infant that's not even yours? Regardless, it shouldn't, even if it is yours, you shouldn't take it out on her. Him, her, it, whatever. That's so fucked up. Look, I just had misplaced hostility, misdirected hostility. But I didn't yell. I was just kind of grumpy. I knew it was my fault. This motherfucker tips over a cart with an infant in it. I'm going to tell you now, that piece of shit is so lucky that I wasn't there, because I would have picked up that cart and baby and let mom take care of the rest with those. And that would have curb stomped that piece of shit right into the ground. Security would have had to take me away. I would have gone to jail. Fuck that piece of shit. Tipping over a cart with an infant in it. I really hope she got his information, sued the fucking shit out of him. Or I hope a cop took a nightstick and smashed his fucking teeth in. That is such a dick move. What the fuck? Even if there wasn't an infant in, even if there wasn't an infant in there, why are you looking at the person next to you and destroying their shit? Really? Go outside, get a couple leaves, and wipe your fucking ass. Fucking over toilet paper. God damn. All right. Blaine, I'm sorry, man. I can't believe it. I would not have handled that well. Okay. Clearly, because I just exploded. Also, I thought right now would be a great time to record this podcast because I'm so emotional and these are just going to get to me. That's what's going to happen. It happens every time, regardless, but here we are with a little extra spice in the emotion. Okay. Now, this is from a good friend, Drea. She's a stylist. And I'll probably shout her out later too. But here we go. I used to have this one chick that only got her haircut during a full moon. She was a philosophy professor and energy healer. She liked to come to the salon because of the energy. Shrug emoji. Always saw the person working in a specific station. Didn't matter which stylist it was, as long as it was at that one station. Super hippie at heart. Earth soul mama, you know. Loved to talk music, and you could totally feel her energy. Well, it's not a horror story, but that's just kind of an awkward... I mean, I understand. You feel energy, you feel it. But man, like, I would care, personally, I care more about the person cutting my hair than the fucking... the station that it's cut at. Look, as long as that hose, as long as that nozzle isn't spitting out hot lava or ice shards, I should be okay. I mean, as long as there isn't a plunger on the chair that I'm supposed to sit on, I'm good. You know, I mean, if it's comfortable, I don't really care where I'm sitting as long as the person who's doing my hair knows what they're doing. And Drea knows what she's doing. She's the only one who ever cuts my hair. So, you know, you need a hookup, you let me know. And I will give her the information. You can get a boss ass haircut, color. She does other shit too. You just got to check out all the services. All right. Here we go. This is another friend. Her name is Heather. I'm not going to put on last names just in case. But this is my other friend, Heather. Here we go. Man. So I work at Starbucks, right? We have this lady that comes in every day, that's all caps, and orders the same thing. A grande iced coffee, double blended, with 8 pumps white mocha, 8 pumps of regular mocha, extra caramel drizzle, and 13 pumps of liquid cane sugar in a venti cup. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Okay, sorry. Verbatim, here we go. No whip because she was watching her diet. I'm so sorry. It was like a double bacon cheeseburger with onion rings on it, side of cheese curds, french fries, and a diet coke. I fucking love it. America. All right, watching my calories. Here we go. Oh, it's 1,100 just for this one drink. Oh my God, that's fucking. That's a half. Is that half? Half? Almost half of your fucking daily caloric intake? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. All right, anyway, here we go. Verbatim. Here we go. And sometimes she gets 2 in one day. Oh my God. Oh my God. No whip because I'm watching my diet. But I'll take 2,200 calories for 2 fucking coffees. Oh my God. Oh, we haven't even got to the like service part yet. Okay, here we go. Verbatim! Oh, and she will stand and lean over the bar and watch us make it and count the pumps and will yell instructions on how long she wants it blended. And if it doesn't taste right, she will freak and force us to remake it several times. End of story. Oh my God! Are you fucking kidding me? I can't get over the fact that she's ordering an 1,100 calorie drink and saving the whip because she's watching her diet. Holy shit, bitch. Do you not eat? Like, do you save your calories for those fucking drinks? That is incredible. That is incredible. I love. Excuse me. No editing. You guys are getting this raw. Ooh, that sounds so bad. But that's absolutely incredible. To have somebody just sit there. I wonder if she's counting them out loud. Okay, let's see. That's white mocha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Good! Okay, that's good. That's enough pumps. Don't forget the venti cup. Not all of this shit's gonna fit in my diet drink. Now you're blending it for too long. Oh, this is so coarse. Who didn't blend it for long enough? Now this doesn't taste right. Are you sure there aren't 12 pumps of white mocha and not 13? I can just fucking see this piece of shit doing everything I just did. I can see that right now. I mean, look, I used to have a customer. Oh, Wes. You guys should know him from one of my last episodes. The man with the music that's too loud or thinks Starbucks is better or their music, whatever. Douchey McGee there. Who ended up being a friend. What? I don't understand. But anyway, he would come in and he would ask us how long the decaf had been brewed for. Now, I think that at Caribou, they rotate everything every couple hours if it hasn't been used, or less than that, depending. If that decaf was made 10 minutes ago, he won't drink it. We have to fucking pour him a new one. We have to brew him more. And, look, I understand you don't want stale coffee. First of all, sorry for those of you who drink decaf. Don't drink decaf. Second of all, what? I mean, coffee is good in a hot container for a couple of hours. There's a reason why your coffee maker at home keeps your coffee warm for as long as you need it to be. It's because it stays fresh when it's that hot. I mean, if it's there for 3-4 hours, maybe it's not that fresh anymore. But, I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if, like, you blended everything perfectly for this fucking woman and then maybe there was a one tiny chunk of ice that was maybe twice as big as everything else. And she goes, nope, God, no, this is coarse ground. I need this fine blended. People are so dumb. People are so dumb. It is absolutely incredible. That is, and oh, you know what? We'll go one step further. So just recently, a parent, remember, I don't know if you remember, but if you've listened to all my episodes, maybe you remember the parent who guinea pigged us a couple years ago and just brought their kid in pants and underwear, and that kid had zero interest in the toilet, and 2 minutes later had an accident, and I had to talk about that to them, and they called us guinea pigs. Regardless, another friend of mine here, another student, was brought in pants and underwear, and the parents brought 15 changes of clothing, which to me tells me that they know that that child is not ready. It's not difficult. Also, not their first rodeo, second child. Look, just because you're ready for your kid to be out of diapers, it doesn't mean your kid is ready to be out of diapers. You know, encourage, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and when we mentioned this to parent, they got all pissed off and said, well, my pediatrician said that, you know, use underwear, it's encouraging, and they're going to be ready, and blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't know your pediatrician, but your pediatrician, I guarantee, knows everything they know from a fucking textbook, okay? If that pediatrician does not have children of their own or has never actually physically tried to potty train a child, you don't know. You don't know. It's almost as if humans are individuals and do things differently than other fucking humans. Weird concept, right? Super weird concept. Might be a conspiracy theory of mine, but I'm pretty sure most humans are individuals. Okay? If you, like, literally, I sat this guy on the toilet, and he was not expecting it to be as big as it was, because I think he has one of those teeny tiny potties at home, and we have smaller potties here, but he went in and his whole butt went right in the water, and he freaked out. It was scary for him, and I understand that, and now he's, like, not ready. He's super not ready for the toilet, but let's keep putting him in underwear over his diapers, because that's encouraging. Look. When my girls were getting potty trained, we didn't give them underwear over their diaper. What's the fucking incentive? Now they have underwear that they want, but it's just over their diaper, so they can fucking piss and shit all they want without going in the potty. Our incentive for our children was, I mean, we did charts and prize, whatever, you know, you do what you gotta do, but once they're fully potty trained, you get to pick out your first pair of underwear, your first pack of underwear. You get to choose whatever pack you want. It can have whatever cartoons on it, whatever you want on it. You get to choose it. You earned it. You're potty trained. The other rule for us is that your kid must be using the potty consistently. I believe it's 48 or 72 hours. I can't remember which one. Without an accident. Now, is that to say that they'll come to school and not have an accident? No! I just today had a kid who's the longest. She has been so potty. She's been potty trained since the day I got in this classroom. And she had a tiny little accident today. Sometimes it slips a little bit. That is okay. That happens at 3! But to, like, expect us to change him every time, like, out of his clothing, and then clean up the floor every time. And look, there's multiple carpets. If that kid pisses on the carpet, we have to, like, block that area of the carpet off, get it all sprayed down, and keep it blocked off because there's chemicals there now. Oh, there's nothing about that that is easy, convenient, or hygienic. Nothing about that. Now, again, kid is here 40 hours a week. Like, it's difficult to get that training at home, but maybe take a Friday off. Keep him home on Friday. Work on it Friday. Work on it Saturday. Work on it Sunday. If the majority of the time they're going to the bathroom, fucking do it. Send them, look, they didn't have a single accident since Friday. Let's kick the shit into high gear. They're not wearing a diaper, bitches. Let's go. But, you know, whatever. We don't know. What do we know? Yeah, believe the pediatrician who doesn't see your child more than once a year, but don't fucking believe the people who are literally every day keeping your child alive and happy and healthy. Don't believe us. We don't know shit, right? Just like that Starbucks story. Those baristas don't know shit about that drink, right? My friend Heather just spouted off the entire order in her email by heart. Because, what, she doesn't know that customer. She doesn't know their drink. She doesn't know how to make shit. It's not like she was a barista forever and fucking took training and doing other shit. Really? Why go to somebody who is a professional or just really good at what they do, knows their shit, and go, no. Nah. No, that's not how you make the drink. I loved at Caribou when someone would order a fucking macchiato. We already went through this too in another podcast. I love when people come up, ask for macchiato, get a shot of espresso and a bunch of foam, get it and go, what's not a macchiato? Fucking Google macchiato, shithead. See what fucking comes up. McDonald's processed caramel coffee is not a macchiato, and that is not, you're not going to find that recipe under macchiato. If you want a legitimate macchiato, I'm starting to say macchiato so much it doesn't even sound like a fucking word anymore. It isn't a word. Who even knows? Clearly doesn't have a clear meaning to it. Anyway, well, guys, I think we're going to keep it at that. Half of that was just me bitching about shit, which is pretty much the podcast. Look, if you can relate to any of this, if you have your own customer service horror stories, whether that's maybe you had a moment of self-realization like I did and you're like, wow, I was a shitty fucking customer. Let me know. I want to know. And then what did you do to rectify that? Also, if you work in customer service, what's the worst customer you've had? What is that situation? Send me these. Send me that. Or have you been standing in line and witnessed a piece of shit be a piece of shit? All of these are great stories. Please let me know. Let me know. I want to know. What's the worst customer service you've ever had? What's the worst you've ever given? What's the worst you've ever seen? Come on, hit me up. CSHSpodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can find CSHSpodcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can find it on Facebook. I'm really slow on the Facebook. If you really want to keep up, it's going to be Twitter and Instagram. I'll try to get back to Facebook, but Facebook. So I really want to hear your stories. You know what? And if you just want to say hi, if you want to just tell me that you love this podcast and you're so excited for it to continue on for the rest of our lives, go ahead and tell me that. Get your friends to listen. I'm going to get a Patreon. Send me out on tour. I'll go on stage. I'll talk to you guys. I'd love to meet you guys. Let's do this. Anyway, what else would actually really help me is if on whatever platform you use, if you could rate and review my podcast. I really hate asking for these things, but I realize that if I actually want this to get going, rating it, reviewing it, sharing it, all of that's going to help. And I'm not going to stop just because you guys don't do that. But it will encourage me to go harder if you guys are doing that. And then it is going. Look, in a week, the last episode got 29 listens as of right now. I'm not sure. Maybe it's 30 yet now. But the last episode got 29 listens in a fucking week. Is that going to make me a million? Am I going to be able to tour for that? No. But thank you. Thank you to all of my listeners who are being the fucking shit and listening to my podcast every week, even though it's really not been every week. But I am really going to try to kick it up a notch, get it going every week so that we can make something of this, so I can have people on, so I can have all more listener stories. Again, we're going to go through like paranormal and true crime, and I'm going to go do one-star reviews, and we'll look up the best and the worst restaurants and stores and hotels and all that good stuff. But I just want to say I appreciate everybody taking their time to listen to my podcast. It seems like each episode gets longer and longer as I just sit here and bitch the whole time. We're at 25 minutes, and I think it's a good time to stop. I also got to get back. So thank you, and how can't I help you today?